When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And you used to have to put coins in there.
No way. And you had 2 minutes? Yeah, 2 minutes.
You know, people don't know what a payphone is, but that's what it is. Yeah, and we had 2 minutes, and we're sitting there trying to have a conversation with our wife or whoever they were calling, and everybody's sitting there, everybody's listening, and your first 30, 45 seconds is just like crying.
Getting nothing out. Why am I here?
You finally get a chance to say a couple of words, and then it's time to say I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
When I first got there, I was like, bro, why am I here? I made myself do this. Listen. Like, I took myself to go take the test and sign up and freaking sign the papers. Why am I here?
There was no way I was going to make it. I couldn't even reach 2 miles. All
right, so what did you think about me when Gabby introduced us?
What I didn't know is that you guys had this type of chemistry. You know what I'm saying? That I didn't know.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another week of Mom Said, Dad Said. You got your host. Well, damn.
I got you.
Appreciate you. You got your host, Jay Kelly, and we have a special guest with us here today, Raymundo Pui. Nah, but hey, we got the best realtor in Clarksville, Tennessee right here with us. We're going to do some interview questions with him. And yeah, let's go from there. All right, so Raymundo, he's my father-in-law. Yeah! Damn, maybe I shouldn't have done this when I was high as shit. Man, so hey, everybody always wants to know exactly like how crazy we get when we get together, bro. My eyes can't even like stay open. I'm tired.
It's bright.
All these lights in my eyes. Here.
This place is huge. Like, if the camera can like see the other side,
I swear.
This place is huge. What's that ceiling for? Like 50? You can feel like 50.
Yo, you over there?
No, the other one.
Yeah. Yeah, they. I don't think they can hear us.
It's far, man. Hey, no. You got a nice setup here. I really like it. This is all.
Appreciate it. I'm trying. We trying to
I like
make
it. This is fun.
We want to put some new stuff in here, new decorations, make it real nice. Beep, beep. Man, so let's get into it.
Let's go.
So we both served in the military, of course, at different times. I think it was when I met Gabby. That's when I decided that hey, for me to take care of my family, I gotta do something, and it was to join the military. So how was joining the military around your time frame?
So yeah, it was definitely a different, I would say, a different type of military. For those that don't know the military, there was when I was in three, a couple of different uniform phases that we went through.
Oh yeah, I remember. I always used to see, man, it was a different type of uniform changes. I was like, man, I want to be like that. I want to change. I want the black ones. I want the night vision ones.
The ones that glow in the dark.
Yeah.
So I started off with the BDUs, which is the green jungle uniform, and during that time it was just completely different.
Mm. How was basic training? Did y'all have the shark attack, and was it? Do you think it's worse? Like,
no, hell no,
man. No?
No, you got to FaceTime Gabby during basic training.
I did.
You know, when I went through basic training, I think it was the first, because I did reception before I went and my actual 9 weeks started.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, it was like the first week when of the nine, we were able to make a phone call, a collect call home, and we had 2 minutes.
Okay.
And we were a single file drill sergeant. He had one of the soldiers there that were training with us. And he had a stopwatch with him. He said, at 2 minutes, you hang up. I don't care if they're still talking or not.
So, and these were the phone, like, from your, you had cell phones?
No.
Oh, the pay phones. Okay.
You know, so, the pay phones, right? There were these boxes that were on different parts of the streets. And you used to have to put coins in there.
No way. And you had 2 minutes? Yeah, 2 minutes.
You know, people don't know what a payphone is, but that's what it is. Yeah, and we had 2 minutes, and we're sitting there trying to have a conversation with our wife or whoever they were calling, and everybody's sitting there, everybody's listening, and your first 30, 45 seconds is just like crying. Getting nothing out.
Why am I here?
You finally get a chance to say a couple of words, and then it's time to say love you, and I'll talk to you later.
Mm.
But yeah, that was it was. It's completely different, I think. I think it's completely different. And I think it's showing. I think it's showing. It's just, it's quiet. Not many people are being vocal about it.
Mm-hmm. I would say, like, when I first joined, just like that same scenario, we did the same thing. Except, of course, we had our cell phones this time. And we had a script to read. And then as soon as the script was done, hang the phone up. Couldn't say nothing.
What do you mean your script?
It was like a little, you know, hi, hey, this is Jay. I made it where I'm good. I'm in. You got to let them know what unit you're or your company
so
that
you
you're
gave
in.
Like a video message?
I swear, bro. And then out of that, click. Do you remember I hung up on you? And she was probably like, what the fuck? What did you say when I hung up on you? Oh, okay.
Bitch.
Motherfucker. Fucking hang up on me.
Bitches are there.
Oh, there's a Toxica.
Like my mother, like dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's different. It's completely different. It was a lot more rough. I think everybody knew what their jobs were.
Mm.
There wasn't no questioning really much. Now it makes it difficult for the NCOs in the military to do their jobs right now. So it's different.
Yo, how was your drill sergeant when you first saw him?
So I had one. He was the senior drill sergeant.
Mm.
This guy, he was like one of those guys that didn't have friends. You know what I mean?
So he was one of those mean ones. Those
he tried to be mean.
Or those
but
dickheads.
He was probably on the debate team in high school. You know what I'm saying? He did the ROTC debate team. Probably was on the chess club too. And then he joined the ranks, military.
Mm.
Made it up to some first class and got a little bit of money and bought himself a little Evo.
He was sporting it on y'all.
Nah, but this guy was like mid-40s, okay? And he tried to act like a hard ass, but he really wasn't. Times he would walk off.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, walk out of the room, walk off, and then try to come back in a few seconds later and with his chest out. It was just, he was one of those guys. I had another one saying, I mean, I guess they all try to act hard. But yeah, this guy went hard. He was an admin.
Man, I had a couple like different personality ones. I had some cool, laid back, chill ones, and then I had some like short. I remember Drill Sergeant Brown. She was real short, and but she could bark.
Man, I didn't have any females. There wasn't any females where I was.
Really? Okay.
Fort Knox. So there was no females at all. Including drill sergeants. But there was a short one, and I don't know, maybe something with the short ones. His name was Carnop.
Yeah.
Drill Sergeant Carnop. This dude was an infantry guy.
Yo, they be short, but they got a whole lot of voice.
He had that permanent frown on his face. You couldn't get it. Like, if he tried to smile, it'd just be because it's just straight, but he had that permanent frown. Infantry dude. I think he had just came back from redeployment, and they ended up going on the trail. But he was a scary dude.
Yeah,
because he wasn't a yeller. He wasn't a yeller, but he had that look and size where you knew he's done something.
Yeah. Okay, I got you, bro. Like I'm telling you, when I was what was I about to say? I forgot.
I don't know, but basic training. So you got to do video messages.
So yeah, after, like, so we have red phase, white phase, blue phase. When we got to, like, I want to say white phase, we were able to, like, make a call back. And we, of course, you know, we had the mail going between, that was every week type thing. But yeah, we had FaceTime.
Now, I did get lucky because typically you don't get, I think you get like two calls the entire time.
Yeah.
So you get one in the beginning and I think you get one like towards the end.
Towards the end.
I got lucky. So, well, I guess lucky, unlucky, I don't know. Depends on how you look at it. So Blanca ended up going through labor. With Jaden. And so she did a Red Cross message. I had just been able to talk to her. She did a Red Cross message. It came in. I was notified. So I was able to spend like an hour with her on the phone.
On the phone. Ooh.
Yeah. So I was sitting out there at the payphone. I think it was just I had a battle buddy with me. So it was cool because, yeah, getting an hour break like that, it was, you don't get it.
Nah, heck no.
So yeah, it was, that was pretty cool. Jaden hooked me up with a.
With the whole hour talking on the phone.
People don't understand how valuable
precious
an hour is.
Heck yeah. Especially, I'm telling you, like those letters from Gabby definitely kept me going while I was there. Cause like there was time when I first got there, I was like, bro, why am I here? I made myself do this. Listen. Like I took myself to go take the test and sign up and freaking sign the papers. Why am I here? And that's exactly what I said when I was, you know, when I thought that when we had to hurry up and eat the first chow line, the first time we had to eat real fast, I was like, what am I doing here? Why the fuck am I eating this food so fast?
Bro, why am I rushing me? Dude?
Bro, goddamn, my stomach finna hurt later. Like I'm finna shit.
Dude, it was bad. I didn't like basic at all. I didn't like. I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew that joining was an entirely different world.
Yeah.
I knew that there were going to be rules that were going to apply to me that didn't apply to my friends that I went to high school with. And I knew that I couldn't quit. So I knew what I was getting myself into. And I felt like the guys that went in with me, they didn't know what they were getting themselves into.
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, just stop bullshitting. I'm tired of getting smoked. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, quit doing the dumb shit, or at least quit getting caught doing the dumb shit, because, like, we're going to keep getting smoked. It wasn't until a long time I went down, I realized it didn't matter. They were going to smoke us anyway. They were going to find a reason.
Any type of reason.
It was part of the thing, but it is what it is. I don't regret it.
Mm-mm. It was definitely interesting times. Definitely. I enjoyed it. I think I went into it. I was like, I'm hoping I'll lose some weight. But man, when I say I lost weight, I lost weight.
Dude, I didn't even, I lost some weight. But my big thing was running.
Yeah.
I hated running. And
I bet you when you was done, you was able to run like a motherfucker.
Listen, I couldn't. All right. So before I left off the basic training, I was at my recruiter and he's like, hey, if you can pass the PT test, we can promote you to an E3. I'm like, all right, cool. So we met up on a Saturday at a school and, you know, we did push-ups, sit-ups. And those were, I was okay with those. And then I had to do the run.
The running. It's always the run.
Dude, I think I was like six laps in. And
what'd he say?
He said, hey, you're good, man. You're good. You ain't gotta finish it.
He said, you good. Bro, you done well past the time.
There was no way I was going to make it. I couldn't even finish 2 miles.
Bro.
I could not finish 2 miles. Damn. The first time that I finished 2 miles without was for me, was a milestone. I remember having a calling Blanca and letting her know that, hey, I was able to do it. You know, this was a couple weeks down the line, but I was so excited because, dude, I'm not a runner. I'm not a runner at all.
So how was it after basic? After basic,
you know, I still wasn't. Hell no, man. I went and got a profile.
Oh my god.
No, listen. No bullshit. I think my fastest time was like 15:06.
That's too fast.
I was not a runner at all.
It's pretty good.
but my back ended up just getting old really fast and. I went to the doc and they're like, yeah, you ain't got to run no more. Well, they said in different words, but, you know, I had that little profile that was like, yeah, you ain't got to run no more, buddy.
So I'm
like,
bro, I swear, I always push myself, like, to the max on those damn PT tests for what? Bro, I always kill myself, bro. Literally, why do I need to run a 13 2 miles.
Oh, if the faster you run, the better leader you are, you know?
Why?
At least that's what they think. Dude, we had a platoon sergeant in Korea. This guy ran a 2 mile. It's got to be eight minutes.
I believe it because I seen somebody do like 10.
Yeah, he was like a stupid runner.
Yeah.
Like that was his hobby. Weird, but that was his thing. And he could run. And everybody looked at him as just like a great leader, right? Man,
he didn't have no
dumb rocks. Like that's all he could do was run. That's it.
He was a PT stud.
You give him 10 troops and then give him an assigned task and have him executed. And, nah, son's gonna get jacked up. But he can run though.
That boy can run an 8 minute 2 mile. That's wild. That's like stupid fast.
Yeah, yeah. I had another guy in my unit. He was from Kenya, and that dude, yeah, gone. His name was Kimbo. Kimboy. Yeah, he ran 8 minutes. He was crazy. He would go run the 2 mile, complete it, then go back to help his battle buddies finish it off.
You know, I always found that fun. Check this out. So I would finish, right? And it'd be where, you know, I have my battles out there. And it's like, look, big dog, I'm tired, bro. I ain't finna come back out there for you, dog. Yeah. I'm tired, no. I ain't coming out there. But I'll go out there, though. And run with them a little bit.
So I feel like basic training was a real... fun time, as far as like somebody there's some crazy story and everybody's cycle. All
right, so we had this dude named McCants. If you're watching, I hope you are. All right, so we had this dude named McCants. His last name was McCants, and then we had this little short dude. Man, I forgot his name. Dang. Anyways, so we had this little short dude. McCants. He lost his wallet. You know,
like he didn't have one of those that hang around the neck.
We had something like that, but he lost his actual personal wallet with all his like cards and stuff in it. So of course, we all had to do everything together. We looked around the whole bay and everything, and then we had to stand total line. Drill sergeants went in, destroyed the whole freaking bay. The whole bay, still couldn't find him. Bro. They were talking about calling the cops, having the dogs and everything. I'm telling you, everything. They were doing the most, bro. They had us come downstairs in formation. We were standing there for like, I would say hours. Then the cops actually did come. Bro, we went back upstairs. Why was his wallet in his drawer under his bed, bro?
So, you know, for people like that, we used to put a bar of soap in a sock and take care of business in the middle of the night.
The short dude I was telling you about, bro, when the drill sergeant left, bro, he stole on dude. But yeah, he stole on him. Like, everybody was mad at him because his wallet was in his thing the whole time, like in his possession the whole time. And we did all this, tore up everybody.
They got
everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what
happened. And then I don't know. I think the drill sergeants turned the other way.
They probably did. They probably did.
I'm telling you.
All right. So look, I'm going to tell you mine. This was a funny story. So white phase, when we go out to the range, right? First thing you do is we went out there. We had to zero our weapons, so we had to align our front rear sights to our sight picture. So this range had about 50 firing lines. It was a long. That's all it was, just zero range. So there's like 50 lines, right? But there's a bunch of us. Luckily, I was one of the first groups to go. So I go up there. I get my first, you know, six shots in there, and I'm able to group. So I get off the range. And long story short, there was lots of people there that were getting just smoked left and right. They're getting caught falling asleep or messing around, playing around. And I didn't want to get busted, but I was tired. I was so, so tired. Now, over there, Fort Knox is an old base, so they had outhouses. The outhouses were so old that they condemned them. You could not go in them, right? They had like a tape. We had to use a port-a-john. And so I walked past the outhouse, and I got a whiff of the smell, and it was bad.
It was moldy.
Like, so poop, right? Like porta-potty.
Oh, the porta-potty. Okay.
Rotten porta-potty. It was bad. And I caught a glimpse of my silhouette and my shadow, and I could, you know, I realized, you know, I'm all kitted out, pro mask and everything. So I took my pro mask out. A pro mascot. I threw that motherfucker out. I went inside the outhouse and I sat down. I threw my Kevlar back on. I kicked my feet up and I was racked out. I was racked the hell out. I didn't smell shit. I had my gas mask on and everything. Hey, but what's funny is I woke up and I look out to the right and the door was there and all I saw was two people standing there. One guy had a beret. We didn't wear berets. Mm. The other guy had a big old fucking.
Got him.
They got me, man. They caught me in there sleeping and they smoked my ass, man. They smoked my
Fucked
ass.
You up, boy. Fucked you up. That's funny. I can only imagine, like, them just, they probably, like, they let you sleep.
No, so
you woke up on your own.
They did. So, a buddy of mine, my battle buddy, he had told me, he said, hey, so the drill sergeant walked by, did a double take, opened the door, realized you were in there, walked in, and was doing this to your face. He was doing this. He was all up in your face. And then he came out, and he told one of the other guys, go get the first sergeant. But he couldn't find the first sergeant, so he brings the commander.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So it was down to the commander and the first and the drill sergeant, and they got me. I got busy, man. But you know what? I had some good sleep, though. I was energized for that one.
He said, hey, I'll get this smoke, but I was well rested for that smoke. All right, so what did you think about me when Gabby introduced us? First night, I can actually remember the first day you had, I know, I remember, you asked me, do I want a drink? And I was like, well, why does a motherfucker ask me if I want a drink if he know I drove? So I was like, damn, I do want a drink. What do I say? Nah, I'm going to just say no. So I said, nah, I'm good. I'm driving.
But you played it right. Because that was the test.
Yeah.
That was the test. So Gabby was going through something before. And I think I talked to Blanca. And I said, you know, I just sort of projected this happening. Like, I envisioned her getting pregnant. You guys being together. But I didn't know. What I didn't know is that you guys had this type of chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That I didn't know. And I mean, I don't think I should know. You know what I'm saying? That's for you guys to have. But so, you know, as a dad, I was watching.
Mm.
But, you know.
Nah, I understand. That's how I'm going to be with Nevaeh and Nova.
Good luck.
Dude, I already know it, bro. I just know I'm going to, like, lose my mind.
we may have to run this thing back too.
Oh God, bro! Fucking and then Nova, bro.
Nova's cool, man.
She is cool. She has different mood swings, and that's the only thing about her is the mood swings. Like one moment she's good, next she's like on another level. Shut up! Who are you telling to shut up, bro?
You can't get too mad at her because she's just cute.
Nah, she is. All right, so who?
Who?
This is pretty much from Gabby. Well, I mean, I guess I want to know too. Who is your hardest kid to raise?
Tatiana.
Tatiana's the hardest, hands down.
Yeah.
Why?
Do I need to explain?
Not to me. Mean,
I forget that there's like a tons of people out there that are watching this, but if you don't know Tatiana, just head on over to the TikTok page or the YouTube channel.
She's wild.
Yeah, check her out. She's been that way her entire life. She didn't sleep through an entire full night her first 2 years.
Yeah, see, that's rough. See, I can say that Nova, she does sleep through the night. She gets all her sleep.
Nah, Nova's chill. She's cool. She's my homie.
Actually, all of our kids, really, they didn't have no problems in the middle of the night. So I can only imagine how that was.
Dude, every night.
When you said for 2 years?
For 2 years. For the first 2 years. I think the first night she slept. Oh, man, it was great. I think Blanca got up to see if she was still breathing.
What?
You know, she's always paranoid.
That's what Gabby does, too. She still does that with all of them.
I mean, I look at their chest.
Does it see if there is rising? Yeah, I feel it. So who's the second hardest kid?
Probably Jaden. She got a sigh of relief. I mean, I don't know. Now that you got that sigh of relief, I sort of want to throw you in there too.
I wasn't hard.
No, Gabby, you were hard.
I just made dumb decisions.
That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm. You put the hard part. You put the stress and the heartache on him.
Jaden was just, he had mom. He had her shield.
Yeah.
He didn't run to mom a lot, so it was a little bit difficult. It was a little bit more challenging with him because Louis and Gabby, they didn't really run to mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I understood that. I mean, growing up, I ran to mom. My mom too, but that was for other reasons, just because my dad was just a butthead. No, I'm just kidding. He's just mean and hard to talk to, really. But yeah, I was a mama's boy too, so I guess that's why. Did you ever think Gabby was going to get married at a young age?
No, I didn't at all. I thought she was going to be a party animal.
The whole, for real?
Yeah. And
dang, you were like that.
So she was always like clumsy and stuff like that. Mm. And you know, I would always like you know the conversation that you have, like how would they be as a mother and stuff like that.
Mm.
That's the conversation we were having, and we're like, damn, she's gonna have some work to do.
It's crazy.
But it was crazy is like this part of her life, which is the mother part. It was almost like so something weird happened. When she, I know we're getting crazy off topic, but when she had Nevaeh, when the nurses took Nevaeh over, I saw Gabby like lock eyes on with Nevaeh and she followed her, like her head turned. And it was weird because when I looked at her, I was like, damn, it's not like my little baby. You know what I mean? Like full-fledged woman, mom, everything. And it was just like,
I'm sorry.
It just happened.
Head ass. Every time Gabby starts tearing up, I freak.
She's crying?
Yeah, she's tearing up right back there. Every time she does that, that's exactly what I do. Because she'd be doing it to me if I started tearing up.
But she don't cry, though.
Hmm?
You don't cry.
Nah, not like that, but sometimes.
Listen, we're going to have to do this again because we got some stories and... a lot of stories. Yeah, I mean, shoot, we just barely made it... basic training, there's still so much more.
Oh yeah, we got it.
There's still so much.
There's more. So much more. Part two, talking about our army experience.
Listen, we'll talk about. I'll share some experiences with that I had in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's another thing that we haven't. You have actual deployment history, and I have like.
Hey, but you were a bus driver.
You know, funny story. The kids, they stay flaming me, bro. Like, I dressed up in this uniform every day. You know, I made sure I was clean, too, boy. Like, boots all the way up to the top. Oh, boy, I was made sure it was crisp and clean. So, I go to work, and I take the kids, and I this is when I was at Khao Su, and I was driving the bus. And when I took them and they saw the bus, they was like, "Dad, you're a bus driver?" And I was like, "Yeah, just for now, just for now."
You were only supposed to do that for like a year, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I ended up doing it for like a year and a half or something like that.
Okay.
And I was telling the kids, "No, I mean, yes, I am a bus driver for now. This is just temporary duty that you know the Army gives you multiple jobs that you do, you know, type thing." And so yeah, this is what I'm doing right now. But I'm a soldier. I am a hero, okay?
Freedom fighter.
I am a freedom fighter. I am not a bus driver. Every time we drive back past the buses or anything, hey, Daddy, it's your bus. Aren't you a bus driver?
No, you know which one I remember? That's funny. When I think it was a Facebook or a TikTok live, one of them that you guys were doing. And no, it was the Facebook because she was doing her makeup, I think. That's what Spice Girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Spice Girl used to come out. What are we talking about?
What the fuck? I swear, I do the same shit. I'll be forgetting what the fuck I said. Wait,
hold on. Help me out.
With the bus driving.
Oh, yeah, the bus driving.
So we were alive. And a couple people were hitting the comments. And one of the comments, somebody asked if you were in the Army.
Oh, what do I do? Okay.
Or what do you do? Or if you were in the Army, and your response was, "Yeah, I'm in the Army. I'm a soldier." Jeremiah comes around. Dad, you're a bus driver.
So I'm telling you right now, the kids, if you go upstairs and ask them, they will say that I was a bus driver.
You wore that uniform every day.
Wore the uniform every day.
But you're a bus driver.
I'm a bus driver.
Hey, look, Toxica's getting me.
Oh, boy. All right, guys. Hey, we're going to wrap up today's episode of Mom Said, Dad Said. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, stay tuned for next week's episode. Until next time.
Man, you're getting good at this.
Trying to.
Natural.
Trying to.
Cut.
Cut scene.